According to an old Czech saying, každý správný chlap, or every real man, should at some point build a house, father a son, and plant a tree. Viktor Filipi, our guest in this edition of Czech Life, isn't quite there yet in the first two departments, but the last category he knows a thing or two about. The 24-year-old, a student in his final year in the master's program in landscape architecture at Mendel University, began working on his family's garden more than 10 years ago. Just recently, it was voted by readers of IDNES as the country's most beautiful. When I spoke to Viktor Filipi, he told me more about how he got his start in gardening and landscape architecture when he was just a boy in elementary school.
When I was a kid, our family lived in a prefab apartment, but everything changed when I was 12. My parents bought a new home about 10 kilometers away with its own garden. It was a completely different experience. It spurred my interest in gardening and made me interested in studying horticulture at the secondary school level. Later, I continued in landscape architecture at university in Lednice.
Even as a boy, Viktor was allowed a greater deal of freedom than might be expected in designing the family's garden. He says that everyone in the family had largely industrial backgrounds, so he was given an unusually free hand.
It was a lot of work. When we first moved in, there were 1.5 meters tall weeds that had to be removed. There was lots of digging of soil involved, creating heaps, changing the shape of the ground. A pool was added, as well as a garage, where equipment and tools could be kept. Of course, as a boy, my first attempts were basic, trial and error, but gradually I became more ambitious, drawing plans and so on.
Since the student of landscape architecture has come a long way, creating a garden full of nooks and crannies with artfully tended hedges, palm trees, exotic flowers including angel trumpets, soft grass, a small pond with water lilies, and a small grotto under birch trees where one can meditate. Photos of the work in progress won Filipe first prize and 30,000 crowns at IDNES in the website hobby section. The garden isn't even particularly large, says the designer, but is varied. It's all a question of aesthetics, balancing different elements to work together, variously receding or coming to the fore. And, in effect, no garden is ever really finished. Viktor Filipi again.
Landscape or garden architecture is a bit of an unusual field. Like classic architecture, it also allows you to create. But we are working not with static elements, but with vegetation and also time. We have to project not only how things look now, but how they will look years down the line. If you take public spaces in cities abroad, I think greater care is taken in design. More consideration is given to how spaces serve individuals and how they develop. There is still a lot of room for application at home, and it's our job to show how things can appear over time.
There are, of course, many notable examples in the Czech Republic where gardeners and landscape architects' work is highly recognized, not least at the country's countless castles and chateaus. One example Viktor Filipi cites are the gardens in Litomyšl, in the Pardubice region east of the capital.
Whenever I visit Litomyšl, I am enchanted with how the town makes the most of its public space, how they work with vegetation. The monastery gardens are very famous, so for me, visiting this town is really a matter of the heart. I always find something new there that is inspirational, and they balance greenery and architecture really well.
Back home, Viktor admits that his garden is a bit of an experimental space for trying out certain ideas. For one, there are limitations of space, then there are personal preferences. It led me to ask, when it comes to, for example, amateur gardeners, for whom their hobby is a source of pride and satisfaction, are there aesthetic rights and wrongs?
Pokud někoho baví zkrátka věnovat se své zahradě,
If someone enjoys gardening, to no matter what degree, I don't think it's appropriate to come along and say, I wouldn't do this or that, or to try and force something on them. Once you hire a landscape architect, it's a little different. You point out elements that work together and how the whole thing might look. If it's just a hobby for someone, it's hard to hold things against them, even if they want to include a garden gnome in their yard. Sure, garden gnomes are frowned upon, but so what?
A diplomatic answer, perhaps, by Mr. Felipe. All the same, understandable given how much some enjoy those clay gnomes or dwarves, banned or not, at the prestigious Chelsea Flower Show. Still, I'm not sure you'd find one of those little guys hidden behind a flower pot in his backyard. The budding landscape architect now has a year remaining in his master's. I was curious to see what was coming next, whether he was already working professionally or would weigh next steps once his studies were completed. And here's what Victor Filippi had to say.
There are a number of possibilities. One is continue studying and get a doctorate. Another is to try and get a job with an existing studio, to jump into the jobs market. School is good, but experience in the workplace is something else entirely. So I think it is a good idea to start working somewhere. Founding your own studio, thinking that you'll start pitching designs, is unrealistic, I think, a utopia. I think it's better to seek employment to gain experience and learn more by working with an existing company.
Victor Filippi, my guest there in this edition of Czech Life. And if you'd like to look at his work, please do visit our website, radio.cz, where you can see photographs he was kind enough to provide. That's at our website, radio.cz.